Earth and Sky.
Every 40 minutes, we receive enough solar energy on the Earth to completely power everything we do.
You're listening to Larry Kazmersky of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. We asked Dr. Kazmersky what it will take to be able to use this power to meet the world's electricity needs.
The energy is there. It's a matter of two things. One thing is to be able to convert it, and the second thing is to be able to convert it economically so that all of us consumers can afford it.
Kazmersky said things are moving in the right direction. He mentioned the growth rate of the photovoltaics industry.
This grew about 80% during this last year.
But still, today, installing solar panels on your roof is expensive. Kazmersky said the price tag will come down if the government decides to subsidize solar, as it does for other energy industries.
What happens is that it enables the industry to build up its capacity. And by building up the capacity, the industry then can benefit from the economies of scale.
Kazmersky added that investing in research and development will accelerate solar's growth.
And I think finally, these renewable technologies, and solar in particular, really has a chance.
I'm Lindsay Patterson. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.